Coronavirus Package Keeps MS-13 Gang Amnesty Pipeline, Limits Border Wall. By John Binder on December 21, 2020. A relief package for Americans during the Chinese coronavirus crisis includes a continuation of a de facto amnesty pipeline for illegal aliens while placing limits on where the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, can construct United States-Mexico border wall. First enacted at the beginning of 2019, Congress is looking to continue a de facto amnesty pipeline that can be readily used by members of the violent MS-13 gang which recruits Central American teenagers. In a year-end spending bill, meant to be relief for struggling Americans, lawmakers have included provisions that ban the Immigration and Customs Enforcement (ICE) agency from deporting any illegal aliens who are living in households with or are related to unaccompanied alien children (UACs), who quickly get released to relatives after arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border. Under the provisions, ICE agents cannot detain, deport, or even refer for deportation illegal aliens who are a sponsor, potential sponsor, or member of a household of a sponsor or potential sponsor to a UAC so long as they have not been convicted of a felony. The provisions provide a legal shield, or de facto amnesty, to all illegal aliens claiming to be part of a household that is sponsoring a UAC, even those affiliated with the MS-13 gang. At the same time, the bill provides nearly $1.4 billion to construct 56 miles of border wall along the southern border. The money comes with limitations, though, that bans DHS from constructing wall within the Santa Ana Wildlife Refuge, the Benson Rio Grande Valley State Park, the La Alameda Historical Park, the National Butterfly Center, the Vista Del Mar Ranch Tract of the Lower Rio Grande Valley National Wildlife Refuge, historical cemeteries. In November, more than 67,000 border crossers were apprehended at the U.S.-Mexico border, including nearly 4,500 UACs. Another more than 58,500 border crossers were single adults. The UAC program is widely used by the MS-13 gang to import illegal alien members into the U.S. annually. About 22,000 potential recruits for the MS-13 gang are resettled throughout the country by the federal government. The MS-13 gang originated in El Salvador and has used the U.S. immigration system to slowly build up its membership. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.